We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, loyal viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China and Australia collaborate to minimize pollution. In humanitarian news, the United Nations World Health Organization donates health kits to Sri Lanka. In ecology news, Canadian director James Cameron's Green Initiative exceeds its goal of planting 1 million trees worldwide. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 11th, is the birthday of the President of Panama, His Excellency Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Berrocal, born in Panama City in 1952. Elected to office in 2009, President Martinelli is dedicated to improving the quality of life of Panamanians. In addition, enhancing public transportation, constructing low-cost housing, supporting education, and providing monthly payments to disadvantaged elderly, and raising the minimum wage are part of the plan of helping the nation's citizens. His Excellency has also increased investments in science and technology. Our respectful thankfulness to Your Excellency Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Berrocal for your commitment to the prosperity and well-being of the people of Panama. May you have a joyful birthday celebrated with loved ones.
Fly-in news alert. Major tsunami follows massive Japan earthquake. At least 19 fatalities were confirmed and dozens of people injured after an 8.9 magnitude tremor struck on Friday, March 11, as the largest to hit the nation in 300 years. With tremors felt as far as 2,400 kilometers away in Beijing, China, the quake was followed by powerful aftershocks and 10-plus meter tsunami waves that washed away vehicles, crops, ships, homes and buildings. A widespread tsunami warning was issued in 53 countries and territories in the Pacific, including the Pacific coast of Japan's main island of Honshu, as well as Russia, North New Zealand, Australia, U.S. West Coast, Marcus Island, Northern Marianas, Guam, Formosa or Taiwan, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Hawaii, USA. Meanwhile, post-quake landslides also caused deaths and 4 million homes lost power. Fires ignited in many northern cities and in Tokyo, 373 kilometers from the quake's epicenter, an out-of-control blaze burned at an oil refinery and major steel plant in Chiba Prefecture, as major airports, refineries, and subways were closed. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan addressed the nation, saying that he was personally heading an emergency response team, with army personnel being dispatched immediately to aid in rescue efforts. With all her tearful prayers and sorrow for Japan and other affected countries along the Pacific Rim, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately offered a $20,000 fund first to help the most desperate in Japan, asking that our association members go, if possible, to comfort those in need. Our thankfulness for the swift and caring response of the Japanese government, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's timely assistance. Our deep sympathies for the loss of precious lives as we pray for the protection of those in the endangered regions and that such calamities may be averted as we strive for gentler regard of all beings.
Fatal earthquake in China near border with Burma or Myanmar. On Thursday afternoon, March 10th, a magnitude 5.8 tremor shook Yinjiang County in southwestern China's Yunnan province, causing at least 25 fatalities as buildings collapsed.
With the quake centered 95 kilometers southeast of the Burmese town of Myitkyina and 225 kilometers southwest of the ancient Chinese city of Dali, more than 250 people were injured as parts of a hotel, supermarket, and over 1,200 homes and apartment buildings toppled, with another 17,600 structures seriously damaged. Soon followed by a series of aftershocks, the tremor also caused power outages, and more than 127,000 people were evacuated to nearby shelters, with 1,000 soldiers mobilized to assist rescue teams rushing to try to save people buried in the debris. As officials began to dispatch tents, blankets, and other urgent items, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping called for all-out efforts to save the victims, ordering the provision of adequate food, clean water, and clothes. With all her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please contact regional officials to see what help is required, and to go, if possible, to comfort the afflicted, also saying that funds for emergency supplies are available.
Our appreciation for the life-saving efforts of the officials and all those working in the quake-stricken regions, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. With our sympathies for the loss of loved ones, we pray for the protection of the affected Chinese and Burmese people, and that such tragic events lessen as we foster gentler regard for all fellow co-inhabitants on Earth.
Earthquakes rattled Chile and Papua New Guinea. On Wednesday morning, March 9th, Chile's Atacama region was jolted by a 5.2 magnitude earthquake centered 19 kilometers southeast of Copiapo. Later Thursday morning, a powerful 6.6 magnitude tremor rocked a remote region of Papua New Guinea, centered 27 kilometers northeast of Kandrian, on the island of New Britain. Thankfully, there were no reports of significant damage or injuries for any of these events. Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such unsettling events be eased as humanity's gentle lifestyles help restore the balance of our ecosphere. Blaze scorches U.S. state. On Monday, March 7th, a fast-spreading wildfire began to blaze in the state of New Mexico, just east of the capital, Albuquerque. Fanned by gusty winds, it had engulfed almost 1,800 acres by Wednesday. The fire prompted the initial evacuation of about 100 residents, as 13 homes as well as 60 outbuildings were destroyed in the flames. With over 100 firefighters, a dozen fire engines and two air tankers dispatched, the blaze was still only 50% contained and threatening more structures as of Wednesday night.
Governor Susana Martinez traveled to the burn area, meeting with firefighting officials and residents who lost their homes. Although no human injuries were reported, two horses sadly perished, and more than a dozen dogs and cats were still missing as of Wednesday. Our thanks to the dedicated firefighting personnel and other concerned officials for your dedicated efforts to ensure everyone's safety. We are deeply saddened to know of the animal lives lost to the flames and pray for a more conscientious care of the environment to minimize disasters such as these. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Norway helps expand Uganda's energy sector. According to Uganda's Daily Monitor, the Norwegian government is donating $50 million to assist in extending power to rural areas. The program by the Rural Electrification Agency plans to supply about 400,000 rural homes with electricity by next year, with all Ugandans connected to the power grid by the year 2030. Alternative clean energy opportunities are also being explored. Our appreciation, Norway, and Providence bless your kind support of the Ugandan people, wishing them abundant opportunity and fulfillment through the improvement of many lives.
Media report on growing veg trend in Ao Lạc or Vietnam.
Enjoying the many benefits of plant-based meals is becoming easier in the city of Hanoi, according to journalist Mike Ives of the US-based The Boston Globe. In his recently published article, Vegetarian Fare Served with a Buddhist Flair, he explains that while vegetarianism is generally associated only with Eastern religions, such as Buddhism, more people are turning to the cruelty-free lifestyle for reasons that include health and animal welfare, among others. In turn, more restaurants are opening in the city to accommodate veg diners, Mr. Ives writes.
Times have changed in the capital, where the number of Vietnamese-owned vegetarian restaurants has grown to at least 15. Resident foodies attribute the change to rising standards of living and a growing health consciousness. A big part of the experience of a Hanoi vegetarian restaurant, or Thum Chai, is arriving on a motorbike and soaking up the Buddhist-influenced atmosphere. They tend to serve similar fare, veggie stir-fries and spring rolls, but each offers a unique vibe. Some promote environmental awareness. A Hanoi branch of the chain Loving Hut encourages veganism as a strategy for combating global warming. Elsewhere in the country, the Ang Lạc Loving Vegetarian House is also a welcome eatery in Phu Thang Ward, Bun Tre City, as emphasized by an article published in Vietnam Post and Telecommunications, or VNPT Network. The article, Ang Lạc Loving Vegetarian House serves 350 to 450 free portions every day, describes how at this locale, compassion extends beyond the vegetarian meals to the benevolent service provided at the eatery.
đối tượng phục vụ của nhà ăn là sinh viên, học sinh nghèo, người lao động nghèo, khách lỡ đường. Đặc biệt, không chỉ phục vụ miễn phí bữa ăn trưa tại nhà ăn, mỗi ngày, nhà ăn chay Tình Thương An Lạc đều có đội ngũ tình nguyện viên đem cơm đến tận nhà và tận bệnh viện để phục vụ cho các hoàn cảnh người già neo đơn, người khuyết tật và bệnh nhân nghèo. Mặc dù không có nhà tài trợ chính, nhưng hàng ngày, nhà ăn chay Tình Thương An Lạc luôn đón nhận được sự ủng hộ của quý nhà hảo tâm gần xa. Đặc biệt, không chỉ đóng góp về mặt vật chất, nhà ăn luôn tiếp nhận được sự tình nguyện phục vụ của rất đông tình nguyện viên đến nấu ăn, đưa thức ăn đến với người nghèo, bệnh nhân.
Our appreciation, Mr. Mike Ives, the Boston Globe and Vietnam Post and Telecommunications for sharing such uplifting insights on the rising popularity of the wholesome and kind diet in Orlac. May more and more people adopt the vegan lifestyle and experience firsthand its multifold benefits to the body, mind, spirit and the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green to save the planet.
Stability Pact signed in Niger. According to an article from Agence France-Presse, members of Niger's armed forces and civil organizations convened on Monday, March 7th, to sign an accord reached after decades of military interventions intended to help complete a transition to democracy in its declaration of mutual respect for the country's constitution. The agreement stated, the Republican Pact affirms the will to awake consciousness to build a democratic, social, and well-governed republic. Military leader General Saloud Djibo presided over the signing ceremony, which was broadcast on national radio and television and was attended by other military members as well as tribal elders and delegates from various political parties, trade unions, non-governmental organizations, and religious bodies. Our earnest congratulations, people of Niger. May such unified support for the nation's stability bring ever-expanding prosperity and peace among all the gracious citizens of Niger.
U.S. Navy rescues sailors. On Sunday, March 6, the U.S. Navy, acting in cooperation with the United Nations mission, rescued 24 crew members aboard the Japanese-owned Guanabara in waters near Oman. The crew had taken refuge in a secured part of the ship until United States personnel from the USS Barkley, with the support of the Turkish vessel TCG Garrison, were able to board the ship and rescue them from danger. No injuries were reported, and the operation was conducted without the occurrence of any conflict. We are relieved to know of the peaceful intervention and 24 crew members' well-being, wishing them happy reunions in the comforting presence of loved ones, as we pray that all seafaring travelers may journey in safety.
Save our planet. Southern California, USA harbor turns into sea of dead fish. A sudden die-off of fish turned Redondo Beach's King Harbor overnight into a graveyard of what officials said was millions of sardines reaching 2 feet deep in some places.
Yesterday, a lot of fish in the water, floating in the water. I think there are millions. It's smelling now.
The lifeless fish began surfacing in the 1400 vessel marina early Tuesday morning, March 8th.
Tests by the California Department of Fish and Game, or CDFG, suggest that the fish suffocated due to lack of oxygen in the water late Monday. Further tests are needed to determine what drove them into the harbor, although initial thoughts include an attempt to escape a toxic red tide or perhaps storm conditions that drove the sardines to seek the harbor's calmer waters.
Oh, we're just down here cleaning up. Basically, all the fish got chased in, got stuck in the harbor with extremely low oxygen levels. And due to the mass of them, they're all trying to breathe the same oxygen and suffocated.
However, with the cause of these millions of deaths still unknown, crews, including firefighters, harbor patrol, and nearly 100 volunteers had to begin removing the bodies before they decompose and potentially poison other sea life or cause an algal bloom to form, leading to further oxygen deprivation in the harbor's waters. The effort is estimated to take a week and cost $100,000. On Tuesday alone, 22 tons of dead fish were collected from the surface alone, with some areas of the harbor bottom also containing thick layers of fish that also needed to be removed.
Speaking of the wish to avoid extensive ecological damage, Redondo Beach's city manager Bill Workman said, "The quicker we remove the decaying fish, the better opportunity we have for recovery. Time is of the essence. We have to move quickly."
While we are saddened by the tragic death of so many marine co-inhabitants, we thank all personnel and volunteers working to find answers and prevent further loss of life. Let us do our part in protecting all life in the seas through our more considerate stewardship of the environment.
As during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often expressed concern about such tragic marine phenomena while urging for greater efforts to minimize our own impact to the ocean's balance.
You can see that the dead fish are covering the whole entire surface of water. You don't see water, you only see dead fish floating on top. It's a horrible sight to witness. As I have said before, if the world's people all become vegans, nature will rebound almost before our eyes, almost overnight, and we may see the oceans healthy again. Moreover, around the world, countless enormous ocean death zones will have a chance to return to life. Also, when we stop vacuuming all the poor fish out of the sea, they will have a chance to restore the balance in the oceans. We desperately need the fish in the sea to balance the ocean. Otherwise, our lives will be in danger. God puts them there for a reason. When the ocean is healthy again, even the dead coral reefs will revive themselves. Imagine, nature is miraculous and, you know, incredible. But in order to witness nature's recovery, we must not let our current way of life continue.
In accordance with protesters' demands, a Tunisian court examines the former government's rally for Constitutional Democracy Party, finding it to be in violation of the constitution and ordering that it be disbanded along with its assets liquidated.
Citing accounts from doctors treating patients in Yemen, the Sydney Morning Herald and Press TV report that nerve gas as well as live ammunition were fired on protesters demonstrating for freedom, resulting in two deaths, with President Ali Abdullah Saleh pledging the next day that a constitutional vote would be held by the end of the year, along with general elections that would assure democratic parliamentary rule.
In response to pro-democracy protesters' demands, Moroccan King Mohammed VI speaks to the nation via televised address, announcing comprehensive constitutional reforms that include a public vote on proposed amendments as well as parliamentary elections, in which the leader of the winning political party will become the nation's next government leader and prime minister.
The 14th Dalai Lama announces he is stepping down as political leader of the exiled Tibetan people, saying that this fulfills his long-held ideal to transfer such powers to a freely elected government. Meanwhile, over 1,000 exiled Tibetans living in Nepal demonstrate peacefully in Kathmandu, calling for an end to Chinese rule in their homeland.
In response to protesting Saudi youth calling for the release of political prisoners held without trial as well as better access to jobs, King Abdullah announced that all nationals holding temporary public jobs were to be given permanent employment. He later met with tribal leaders as well as ministers and the military, after which the government released 25 people detained in last week's protests, including Shiite cleric Sheikh Tawfiq al Amer, who had been calling for a change in government to a constitutional monarchy.
Save our planet. To encourage both a cleaner environment and a move away from petroleum-based fuels, a new law in China will levy higher taxes on larger vehicles, while those with engines of 2.0 liters or less will benefit from tax reductions.
Warning news. Dr. Fadel Safar, Minister of Municipal Affairs in Kuwait, announces that nearly 800 kilograms of meat products imported from Asia have been removed from sale and destroyed due to potential contamination because of being expired.
Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm a devoted vegan all the way. Here's a health tip for your canine and feline companions with allergies. You can help lessen exposure to airborne irritants like pollen. One way is for them to stay inside the house during peak pollen season hours. Late morning into late afternoon is usually a better time to spend delightful time outdoors. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the world.
World News, China and Australia work together to decrease pollution in China's Poyang Lake. The plan is part of a three-year, $1.2 million scientific cooperation project of the Jiangxi Provincial Water Conservancy Research Institute and the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization in Australia. Reducing pollution such as industrial and agricultural wastewater and recycling elements including nitrogen and phosphorus are among the goals of the program. The famous Poyang Lake is China's largest freshwater lake. Our earnest appreciation, China and Australia, for your joint effort in preserving Poyang Lake. May our precious water resources be protected worldwide.
In humanitarian news, United Nations World Health Organization donates health kits to Sri Lanka. The contribution to the Sri Lanka's health ministry will assist those affected by floods in the eastern province. Contained in each kit are vital medicines and medical devices to help treat common diseases for 10,000 patients for 3 months. Our gratitude, United Nations World Health Organization, for your much-needed support of the Sri Lankan citizens. With heaven's blessings, may your gift help ensure the well-being of many beautiful individuals. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 1 million trees are planted with the help of Director James Cameron. Well, thank God for creating all of our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more uplifting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In ecology news, Avatar Home Tree Initiative exceeds its goal of seeding 1 million trees worldwide. James Cameron, Canadian director of the very successful movie Avatar, joined with 20th Century Fox and its Avatar Blu-ray and DVD to encourage viewers to take part in the initiative. As a result, 31,000 individuals and 17 partner organizations planted trees worldwide. This included the seeding of more than 500,000 trees, some of which are fruit-bearing, on hillsides in Haiti. Kudos, Mr. James Cameron, Avatar Home Tree Initiative, and all those that supported this laudable green project. May we soon see a verdant and flourishing ecosphere as humanity develops in dedicated guardianship of our sacred planets.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in German entitled Tomatoes.
Ein junger Sänger kommt in eine Kleinstadt, um auf einem Konzert zu singen. Sein Manager ermutigt ihn. Das Publikum scheint in Ordnung zu sein. Tatsächlich sind sie jetzt reich. Sie bauen Tomaten an. Ich werde nicht singen, sagt der Sänger. Ich werde nach Berlin zurückkehren. Tomaten sind dort teuer. Niemand wird Tomaten auf mich werfen, wenn ich nicht gut singe in Berlin.
And now for a hotline from Shannon Keith, who was featured on Shining World Compassion Award. Shannon Keith, animal attorney and award-winning documentary film director on Animal World. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly donated $10,000 to support Ms. Keith's noble work in the Beagle Freedom Project.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Your recognition and donation means the world to me and the work I do for the animals. You are amazing.
Hi, Shannon. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Beautiful Shannon, you are so welcome, my love. Many thanks and hugs for your compassionate heart and the life-saving work you do for our innocent animal friends. May God bless you and your caring American co-citizens. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for joining us on Earth Walking News.
May you and your loved ones be ever more blessed by the infinite grace of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union donates 20 million euros to the Palestinian Authority to assist with salaries and pensions of 85,000 government employees in the West Bank and Gaza, states the Palestinian Man News Agency.
A visiting Iraqi delegation to Kuwait conveys their wish for the enhancement of relations through the Kuwaiti-Iraqi Council, whose goals is to discuss and clear any misunderstandings between the two countries.
After hearing the amazing story of Wall-E, the abandoned puppy from Oklahoma, USA, who survived two attempts to extinguish his life in an overcrowded animal shelter, thousands have offered to adopt the miracle dog.
A preliminary study conducted in Norfolk, UK, by the country's Department of Transport, found that along with their aesthetic and environmental appeal, trees and hedges planted along rural roadsides boost travel safety by reducing drivers' speeds.
Hollywood actor and film director Ben Affleck, who is also founder of the charity Eastern Congo Initiative in the Democratic Republic of Congo, testifies before the US Congress about the dire situation there, appealing for more US involvement and aid.
To encourage tourist visits between their countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey agree to issuing a joint visa, as they also concur on increasing free trade and creating a larger free trade zone.
Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov calls for an immediate halt to the cruel practice of dog spinning, while Sofia News Agency reports that Mayor Yordanka Fandakova seeks to implement programs that provide shelter for stray dogs and encourage their adoption.
Researchers at the University of Hertfordshire in the UK have developed Casper, a child-sized robot to work with children diagnosed as autistic in assisting their understanding of emotions and language.
Ruling on the shared border region between Costa Rica and Nicaragua, the International Court of Justice, as the UN's highest court, orders the removal of any security forces from the disputed area as the Organization of American States calls on both nations to seek diplomatic resolution.
In honor of International Women's Day, Jamaica's government announces several new policies and projects to assist women economically as well as aid in their protection.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremacytv.com/NWN.